This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. As U.S. Democratic lawmakers prepare to introduce articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, a prominent member of his party says she will vote to impeach him. Representative Liz Cheney said that she will vote to impeach President Trump. Cheney holds a high-ranking position in Republican leadership as the chair of the House Republican Conference. In a statement noting that President Trump had, quote, summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack on the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Cheney announced her decision. Following Cheney's announcement, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois said he, too, will vote for impeachment of the president. In his statement, he said, there is no doubt in my mind that the President of the United States broke his oath of office and incited this insurrection. Earlier Tuesday, Republican Representative John Katko of New York said he will vote to impeach the president as well. President Trump said Tuesday that Democratic lawmakers' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency is absolutely ridiculous. Speaking to reporters for the first time since thousands of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to try to upend his defeat for re-election, President Trump rejected any contention that he was responsible for the mayhem that left five people dead. The House is set to vote Tuesday on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove him from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for the vice president to respond. However, he has not given an indication he supports the removal of President Trump. That would set the stage for a House vote on